For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dave in New Jersey needs some help with tar removal. Tell us about where it is, what happened. This sounds like a disaster.
Well, it's not that big of a disaster, but the last homeowner apparently did a do-it-yourself job on the driveway.
Okay.
And they got tar on the stucco of the house and all along the sides of the driveway. It's a Belgian block. It's a very nice, like, edging on the side. But the entire inside now has tar on it, and about 4 or 5 inches up from the driveway on the house has tar on it as well.
Oh, man, a lot of tar.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Dave, it's going to be really hard to get that tar off. I mean, you can remove tar with mineral spirits, but because you're dealing with a concrete surface, it's going to end up staining the area around it with sort of a dark tar-like stain to it. The other thing that you can do is abrade it. You could try to scrape it off or grind it off and get down to some of the raw surface, but it's very difficult to do. As far as where it hits the house, is it a concrete stucco, like between the siding and the ground that's being affected, or what exactly is the surface there?
It is a concrete stucco.
Well, you might want to think about painting it, painting all of that concrete using a good quality concrete paint, and then painting over the tar to boot, to make it all look consistent.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, use a good quality concrete paint. You know, it'll last quite a long time.
Any possibility of heating up the...
burning it off?
No. Because it's just going to carbonize on the concrete itself, and you're not going to get it down to where you want it to be. You can try a solvent. I mean, try mineral spirits and see what happens, but I'm telling you, I have a feeling that it's going to look worse when you do that.
I think I'm going to go with the painting.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Wise choice, my friend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. I love how we talk people out of their big ideas.
He's like, I guess.
Can I use a torch? No.
Can I set my driveway on fire? No.
Not a good idea.
Don't do it.
That's when we take a do-it-yourselfer and prevent them from becoming a do-it-to-yourselfer.